in Sussex, one of the hottest places in Sussex, must be, because it's a specially created hot room in Eastbourne being used by scientists researching heat-related illnesses. The University of Brighton, they've set up the lab at the university's Centre of Sports and Exercise Medicine. They get volunteers to do normal tasks in a superheated room. And then they watch them struggle. It's obviously a good one for, what is it, sadists or masochists? I don't know. Wait. Steve Dale has been to the room, speaking to PhD student Kirsty Waldock, who's running the study, and Colin, who is a participant, age 68.
Wow, this is almost as hot as the sauna that I use at my gym sometimes. We've literally just walked from a sort of moderate day into one of those extremely hot days we occasionally get in the British summer. Colin, you're sitting on the bicycle. It feels very hot. I wouldn't fancy exercising in this, I have to say.
Well, no, but it's always interesting to see how they experience when you do it. The humidity is more the killer than the heat, but it's a bit like being in the tropics.
So we're just going to get Colin to start pedaling at a cadence of 60. So it's about one revolution a second. And we're going to then just do another Douglas bag to see how hard he's working, and we can compare that afterwards. Measurements we look at when Colin's on the bike is, like I said, outside. We're going to look at his heart rate. We also can look at his core temperature, and we can take that through the ear, and then we can ask him some of these scale measurements. So these scales here, we have three of them. So we ask Colin how comfortable he is in the environment, because if someone's not feeling uncomfortable in that environment, they're not likely to put in those behavioral thermoregulations that stop them from getting a heat illness. So those behavioural thermoregulations are such as looking for shade and taking off additional layers of clothing. So, Colin, how comfortable are you feeling at the moment?
At the moment, I would say just comfortable.
Just comfortable?
But sometimes when I'm doing this, I end up, I often end up dripping sweat onto the machine.
And then how hot or cold are you feeling at the moment?
Warm.
Yeah.
So that's a 5 on that one.
Yeah.
And then this one ranges from anything from unbearably cold to unbearably hot, and at the moment, Colin feels warm. And how hard do you feel the exercise is at the moment, Colin?
At the moment, it's fairly light.
Fairly light, yeah. So 11 on the
floor. Yeah.
So we're going to do another one of those Douglas bags, so that we can look at how hard you're working in comparison to how you feel how hard you're working.
Just to get an idea, Colin's doing a moderate cycle at the moment.
Yeah.
What would you equate that to in terms of sort of everyday activity for someone of Colin's age?
So this is up to about a brisk walk types of intensity. We do anything in here from the light household chores up to that brisk walking, but it's all done on our recumbent bike in terms of intensity so that we can monitor everyone the same. So we get him to put the nose clip on so that all the air that he's breathing in and out comes through our Douglas bags. That one done, Colin, for you. Thank you.
So what do those readings show you in comparison to Colin's resting rates?
We should see a decrease in oxygen and increase in carbon dioxide to make it... Sorry, he's working harder during this than he is at rest.
But you haven't got those readings yet?
Not yet, no. So we analyse all that post-exercise. What Colin would have done previous to doing a moderate intensity exercise like today is an incremental cycle test where we increase the intensity every 3 minutes. And then that's what we determine how hard he needs to work for today. And then he would come in and we would just double check that he's working at that right intensity.
So you've already established that he's good for the exercise he's doing.
Yeah, we have already done that. And then after we've done our 30-minute cycle like this in here, we would get Colin to do a performance test on the treadmill where we get him to do a 6-minute walk test. And then we can see how the heat affects someone on a 6-minute walk test as well.
So Colin, you've done your cycle.
It's not too long, but I mean, you do get pretty hot, and at the end it takes me quite a long time for my body temperature to get back to normal. But obviously it's being monitored, so if it got too hot, they'd stop the exercise.
Well, we're going to do the science bit and what they're learning from all this in the next hour of the programme. They're also looking for other Colins. So if you're over 65 and you're in Eastbourne and you fancy sweating a bit, here's the telephone number, 01273 643 754. 01273 643 754. They mentioned in there the hot heat, the humid heat and the dry heat. Will, the producer's been banging on about this for days. It's his only subject of conversation since we knew we were doing this subject.
It isn't, Neil, but I find that you can withstand the dry heat a lot better.
You're well travelled, aren't you?
I am indeed. Than the muggy heat. I've